I love when Lee gives me that look of disdain.
Pam O'Brien from Fitness Magazine.
Pam O'Brien is with us from Fitness Magazine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice once again, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Now, are you getting excited over there in New York for the New York Marathon?
Yeah, we're getting very excited.
Yeah. Are you going to be participating? Are you running? Are you one of the celebrities that's going to be in there?
It sounds like you're flirting with her. Are you interviewing her or flirting with her?
I myself am not running in it, but I have a bunch of friends who are, and we have some staffers participating too.
Do you make them participate?
It's not a job requirement, but we strongly encourage
it. If you're gaining weight, they strongly encourage
that. Are there any former staff members that didn't participate?
Not that I can think of, no.
Well, anyway, the new issue is out. Fitness Magazine, a great issue, as always. And tell us what's going on with the new issue. Any great new articles that we need to buy this right away?
Oh, well, you definitely need to buy this right away. There's tons of great stuff here.
They're going quick. They're going fast.
They are. Don't wait. You really want to get your copy now. One of the things in this issue that we're excited about is that we have a workout designed by Jackie Warner.
Oh, yeah. She's been on our show. Yeah. She's really great.
Yeah,
Jackie's wonderful.
She's really wonderful, and her TV show, Inspiration's wonderful. She designed this great workout that you can do at home, and you just need a few simple tools to do it, and it's really a terrific workout. So you should definitely check it out, and we have a playlist, too, that she helped us put together. It's a really fun workout.
Music. She's into the music with that as well. Well, she's got that TV show, so music is very important to
Music is. And, you know, for our readers, music is so important. I mean, I don't know about you, but whenever I exercise, I have to listen to music, and I'm always looking for great new songs.
Now, Pam, do you listen with your iPod? Is that what you have on when you're working out? Now, when you put your iPod on, do you have it, like, set at a certain volume? Like, is it blasting, or do you have to have it down a little bit to protect your ears?
You have to be careful because, well, number one, I run, so I want to be able to hear if there's anything I need to be aware of when I'm outside.
Like dogs chasing you, yeah, like me.
Yeah, like cars, like any of that stuff.
Or the fat guy chasing.
Yeah, there you go. Or the deer I had jump in front of me the other day that really kind of scared the
hell
out of me.
Wow. In the middle of Manhattan.
That happened to me. That actually happened to me one time. I wasn't running with an iPod, but all of a sudden I heard something coming from the woods. I mean, it sounded like a freight train.
Yeah.
And it was running.
Scary.
Yeah, that's scary. Absolutely.
Yeah, it really kind of like takes your breath away when it happens. So
now, what's on your playlist? What is Pam O'Brien's
Let's
playlist?
Guess. Let's guess.
All right, I'm gonna go.
We have Valerie Orsoni here in the studio
from LeBootcamp.com.
Yeah, so she's gonna play along too. Okay.
Okay.
I say Eminem
is one of the songs.
Yeah.
And first of all, how many songs you have in your iPod? I need to know what the total is.
Oh, I have a lot. I have lots.
So it's the bigger one because I have the shuffle. And I have to pick the rockers of the rockers, you know, when I go running. Like, I got, like, 200 songs, so that's all I'm allowed to have.
What does that have to do with you? We're guessing her playlist.
I know, but she's a runner. She's saying that she's a runner. I need to know what size iPod she has.
Okay, all right. we have about 1,000 songs.
Okay, I'm going to guess one.
Go ahead.
Pam O'Brien, I'm guessing.
Celine Dion.
No. That's you already guessed one.
Yeah. Look, because you're taking too long.
You took your guess already.
All right, Valerie, you go ahead.
I would say Muse. Let's say Supermassive Black Hole.
Supermassive Black Hole. I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, that's the song you need when you want to sprint.
When you want to sprint?
Yep.
She's French.
All right, I'm going to say. You ready? I'm going to say AC/DC. Shoot the Thrill.
I do have some Eminem.
Ah, the winner.
That guy won. I got it. Oh my God.
I have a very eclectic mix. I mean, I know you guys, too, just all kinds of stuff, whether it's brand new, some older stuff. I mean, I have some Tom Petty on there.
There you
who
go.
I grew up listening to. And just all, like, some really kind of, I have some Courtney Love on there from when she was in Hole. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Green Day.
See, she listens to the kind of music I listen to. That's why you two messed up.
And you're telling me about flirting? That sounds like more flirting than me.
I can't help it. Can't help it.
Gee whiz. Well, that's...
And Valerie's eclectic European techno taste. That's interesting.
Yeah. I got to check that out for sure.
Oh, this one is great. I mean, if you saw Twilight, the movie, like millions of people around the world.
I never saw it.
You have to. It's not a chick flick. It's also a guy's flick.
I don't like vampires.
Okay, fine. But anyway, they are playing baseball at one point, and this scene is amazing, and that's right. the music that's playing, and it really gives you an amazing energy.
Now, Pam, also in this issue, you have an article about cramping, nausea, heartburn, digestive issues when yes. you're working out. That was yes. That's very interesting stuff. Anything that you learned from that article, anything that you can tell people about, you know, I one of the things that I saw that I thought was interesting, that cyclists, I never realized cyclists had a problem with acid reflux because of the forward leaning in that position.
I know. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you wouldn't really think about that. I mean, it was surprising to me how many athletes have stomach issues.
Right.
In fact, more than the general population, which was surprising to all of us.
I'm surprised the fat guy, the athlete that he has some digestive issues
as
well.
I really don't. That's not a problem, except just that constant feeling of I'm hungry. it's actually a lack of a digestive problem.
Yeah.
But even with strength training, to think that lifting weights could cause things like indigestion, it's really interesting. And, you know, this is something we've heard a lot about from readers, too.
Right.
So we started looking into it and found that, you know, this is a topic that not a lot of media is covering right now. So this is a great article if you do suffer from any kind of stomach problems and you're an athlete, you're a runner, you're a swimmer, you lift weights, you're a biker, check it out because it tells you why it's happening and what you can do to fix it.
Right, because it creates a lot of anxiety, especially for runners and cyclists yeah. or who are competing in endurance type. You know, for the New York Marathon that's coming up, I mean, just, you know, if there's digestive issues or bathroom issues, you know, when you're, you know, it's one thing if you're running for 30 minutes or even an hour. But if yeah. you're out there for 3 hours, you don't know what can happen 3 hours
That's
later.
Right.
And that really creates a lot of anxiety. Same thing with cycling. You know, you may not always be around a bathroom when, you know, if something happens. So you need to know what things to do so you don't get into trouble. Now,
yeah.
what about Halloween coming up? I know Halloween's coming up. Any candies, anything that I need to – that if you're going to try to save on calorie content, is there anything out there that's your go-to candy?
Yeah, in fact, this is a big topic here, and among our readers, it's like, okay, what can I eat? Because you don't want to deny yourself. You want to be able to enjoy Halloween, too. So we suggest Three Musketeers. You can eat three of the fun size.
That's versions. Like a French candy, right? Isn't that a French candy?
No. Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, right? Isn't
right.
that a French book? Or Spanish? Spain.
Yeah, right.
Which one?
How can you go with three? That's my big problem. I mean,
well,
Halloween happens only once a year,
right.
So I'm like going overboard
yeah.
every year.
It could be the 10 Musketeers.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, three is 190 calories, so that's
Whoa.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Another good one is York peppermint patties. If you eat those miniature versions, the ones they give out for Halloween, each one is only 50 calories.
Wow.
You could have a bunch of those.
That's a lot.
How
okay.
about baby
mint
Ruth?
And chocolate are so good together.
That's right. Mint and chocolate go well together. And ice cream
so
as well.
So what should you avoid?
Well, you know, you want to avoid anything that you can't stop eating.
Yes, that's a good. Right. That's always good.
Good tip.
So that's that. So what would fall into that category would be Oreo cookies, right?
Yeah,
Oreo cookies,
you
can't stop for some reason.
No.
There's that you can't stop with those.
What about Jelly Bellies?
Yeah, Jelly Bellies.
You
are good.
Could eat a lot of those.
You can eat a lot of them. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if you eat them, it's fine. You know, they're not a lot of calories, but you've got to be able to stop eating them. And to me, those are the things that you could sort of mindlessly munch. You know, you don't even realize how many you're.
I just ate
eating.
Eight during the last segment. Eight.
Now, what
just
about
as you're talking?
what about Hershey Kisses? Because those are small.
Yeah, 22 calories a piece for Hershey's Kisses.
So one Hershey Kiss.
22.
Now, what about the dark chocolate ones? Is it the same with the dark as well?
Yes, the same with the dark.
Nice.
So you can go ahead and enjoy those.
Okay, you know, when you think about it in those terms, that seems doable because I can't eat more than five of those things at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And eight, that's a
Are
lot.
Are you challenging me? It sounds like you're challenging me.
You got any in the bag there?
I
what do you got?
we got
a whole big thing of Hershey Kisses right here in front of us.
Oh my God, and then you don't even
taste it. Yeah.
I don't know what's in there.
And right. Pam, what about Starburst? Those seem to be
Starbursts are good. 14 calories. That's all.
And they take a while to get down.
You
got to
open the package. Takes an hour.
Right.
There's work involved there, so you might burn a calorie by opening the package. So there you go.
Well, that's awesome. Now, anything else? Anything that stood out for you this coming issue? Anything that's that any recipes or anything that because I know a lot of times you know when it comes to recipes that's a big part of the magazine. It's a big part of you know people need something quick to eat. Is there a go-to recipe that you have in the O'Brien household that if when you're stuck for time is there something that you go to
like hamburger helper?
Yeah, well, you know what? We make a lot of chicken, grilled chicken.
Chicken.
And yeah, and you can always, like, dress it up. You can put, like, salsa on it. You can do all kinds of fun things with chicken so it tastes better. So
tastes just like chicken.
That blah chicken. But right. It's really good for you, great source of protein, and it's easy. You know, my husband loves to grill, so I say, knock yourself out, honey, grill a bunch of chicken, and then we've got it when we need it, and then we kind of doctor it up.
I got you.
And plus, if you eat late, too, then you don't feel too full. Like if I work late or whatever, you don't want something really heavy then.
Okay.
So we have a great recipe in this issue if you like pizza. We have a column that runs every month called Dinner in 20, and that's 20 minutes from start to finish, which is awesome.
Yeah, 20 minutes. That's good.
It's really good. And this is a good pizza, and it looks so delicious. It's called Southwestern Pizza, and it's got, you know, cheese, of course, but also black beans, red pepper, cilantro. It's really yummy.
I'm feeling hungry right
now.
You know,
that's the food of choice for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. We endorse pizza as the only food.
Yes, that's the only food we allow.
We allow. That's really good.
So no French fries? That's not good.
No, if you're going to send us any care packages, make sure it's pizza.
Pizza would be the thing.
That's okay. Right. Well, Pam, again, the issue is out. It is... Always beautiful women on the cover of this thing. That's why I love
isn't
this magazine.
Girl?
Yes,
so cute,
gorgeous, and great information, great articles. Check it out; it's at your bookstores right now. And also go to fitnessmagazine.com as well. Great website, great information there as well.
Thank you guys for having me,
Pam. Always a pleasure. And listen, I'm going to be in New York next week.
Oh, great! Okay.
Next week, I'd love to I want to take your iPod. And see what you're running, what you have. Go for a run in Central Park, or just come by for a cup of coffee.
And he's good at scaring deer away.
Yeah, I'm really good with that. I have
my
own.
So I need him with me.
I have a travel mace thing, so I'm always ready to go.
All right, we'll bring that with you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Take care. We'll see you next month.
Okay,
that's
bye-bye.
Pam O'Brien, editor of Fitness Magazine. Check them out. Go to fitnessmagazine.com. Get the new issue at your newsstands right now. Anywhere you want, go get it. And also check out our website, drfitnessthefatguy.com. Check out our great, great past interviews, even with Valerie Rossoni. You can check out some great past interviews of her. You can check out Denise Austin. What about Jack Lane? Go check out those great people as well. Ali, so what do you think about that? Right on time, right on cue. And also we have great, there'll also be some great videos as well, some interviews of Lee and I doing some funny stuff out there. Check it out. That's going to be on our site real soon as well. And also check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Right now, go to your Barnes & Noble, all your bookstores. You can get it at Amazon.com.